Ray Brower's body was found, but neither our gang nor their gang got the credit. In the end, we decided that an anonymous phone call was the best thing to do. We headed home, and although many thoughts raced through our minds, we barely spoke. We walked through the night and made it back to Castle Rock a little past 5 o'clock on Sunday morning, the day before Labor Day. We'd only been gone 2 days, but somehow the town seemed different, smaller. As time went on, we saw less and less of Teddy and Vern until eventually they became just two more faces in the halls. That happens sometimes. Friends come in and out of your life like busboys in a restaurant. I heard that Vern got married out of high school, had 4 kids, and is now the forklift operator at the Arsenal Lumberyard. Teddy tried several times to get into the army, but his eyes and his ear kept him out. The last I heard, he spent some time in jail and was now doing odd jobs around Castle Rock. Chris did get out. He enrolled in the college courses with me, and although it was hard, he gutted it out like he always did. He went on to college and eventually became a lawyer. Last week, he entered a fast food restaurant. Just ahead of him, 2 men got into an argument. One of them pulled a knife. Chris, who would always make the best of peace, tried to break it up. He was stabbed in the throat. He died almost instantly. Although I haven't seen him in more than 10 years, I know I'll miss him forever. I never had any friends later on like the ones I had when I was 12. Jesus, does anybody?